Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, man? It's the fifth of your boy Black Ice. We in here doing it one time for the girl Lushy Lush. That's right, Lushy Lush. I'm in your ear with Lushy Lush. Understand me, man, you don't need a crutch. Cause you're breaking new songs like bones. Hitting hard body, something like a Roy Jones. If you're trying to get on and come through with your ones and twos, or maybe you just trying to do an interview. Man, it ain't hard to catch up with her. You should try to hit her on Twitter. She got the Blog Talk, MySpace, and the Dot Dean. Your boy Black Ice, Renacy on the team. On the West Coast, East Bay, Richmond, CA. To France and back to the DMV, man. Serving an ear crack for your ass once told. This is Lushy Lush Online Radio. Serving an ear crack for your ass once told. This is Lushy Lush Online Radio.
You know.
Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush.
A bit of Renaissance. Oldie boy Black Ice. Lushy Lush Online Radio.
Yeah, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building. Today we're going to have the honorary, the legendary, the genius, the philosopher, the one and only Chubb Rock live in the building. We definitely shutting it down, and we're also going to have another exclusive interview with your man Music Jones, manager of Archie. You remember him when he did We Ready. Well, we going down. It's going down today, tonight. Also, I want to send a shout-out to all of my people out there that are celebrating their proms. You know, make sure you be safe. Don't drink and drive. Make sure, you know, that you're just careful. Also, I want to send a shout-out to Jasmine, who was our $200 winner for her prom. She wrote a wonderful, beautiful letter, and we'll be presenting her with that tomorrow, and we'll be having that footage. Also, shout out to StrictlyBunt1.com. Shout out www.StrictlyBunt1.com. They are our official sponsors for Lush Radio Online, along with Diverse Media Group, LLC. Make sure you download the toolbar. Check out the website, www.LushRadioOnline.com. It's going down tonight. But you know, right now, I got to go ahead and pay me some bills. So I'm going to go ahead and pay some of these bills, because you know we got to pay the bills. If we don't, then we can't stay on. So go ahead and check out this commercial.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K magazine or www.everything2.com or email them at E2K magazine@gmail.com, man. It's nothing. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. All day, every day, it goes down on Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you check out consultingguy.net. My man, Papa Hats, got a hot mixtape that's dropping. Well, actually, it dropped, you know. So make sure you support him in that movement. You know, we going down. All you got to do is call in at 826-7722. And we're going to have a Chubb Rock contest. If you can answer the question, we'll be giving out free Game Face shirts. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It goes down on Lush Radio Online. You know what it is. And we're going to be giving out some promo CDs. Holla at your girl. So, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and we're going to give y'all, you know what I'm saying, a little bit of, you know, music. You know what I mean? Like we always do. You know, so I'm going to go ahead and give y'all, you know, some of that Archie right now. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to give y'all some of that Archie. What is that thing right there? Keep winning. We're going to give that to the people.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on top, look at me now.
Left
a dead bleeding in the street by somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'ma keep winning.
They wanna see you winning ever since the beginning. $500 dead, I'm dead. Wanna see it. I'm surrounded by pretty women, most of them being models. Hit the club on a Friday and go and buy all the bottles.
Yeah.
I ain't hit the lotto, never promise tomorrow.
Yeah. Before my classes, I could have got his ass. Someone that's only average for advice. OMG, you listen to that, bitch. Woe is me, baby, this is tragic. Cause we had it, we was magic. I was flying, now I'm crashing. This is bad, real bad, Michael Jackson. Now I'm mad, real mad, Joe Jackson. You should leave your boyfriend now. I'ma ask him.
in mind. Shit, you don't like it, get off my dick. I don't like it unless it's you might see me in my whip with my bitch pumping my shit. You don't like it, get off my dick. They say your attitude determines your latitude. I'm high as a motherfucker, fly as a motherfucker, and still the motherfucker you love to hate, but can't, because you love what I make. Now ain't that about a bitch? I'ma talk shit until I'm out of here. They don't wanna turn these sneakers up, they claim I ain't deep enough. All that talking I feed off of, keep it up. I'm relaxing, my feet is up. I'm leaving you haters like when Shaq left the Lakers just to heat it up. I take the stats to stunt, I don't need the front. Make black history every day, I don't need them all. The survey says by the streets of Gordon, Kanye's just important as Michael Jordan was to the NBA when he was scoring. Ralph Lauren was boring before I wore him, and I don't like it unless it's
brand new.
You might see me in my weird with my bitch pumping my
brand new
shit. You don't like it, get off my
brand new shit.
Yeah, wait, I don't want it unless it's
brand new.
You might see me in my
brand new
whip with my
brand new
bitch pumping my
brand new
shit. You don't like it, get off my
brand new shit.
Now some women hit the mall and go shop at the thrift store. Some of them mix and match and make it look like they get more. Some of y'all know you wear 16, squeezing it to a 6. Damn, what you make them jeans rip for? I guess she looking for a
brand new
man who ain't always gotta sit down when he can't stand you. Boo, this the
brand new
jam to dance to. Why you giving me hair like shampoo? Come and change, get the
brand
name, I won't
brand
you. What you do here, stay here like Cancun. Beside your breath is augmented, I like things authentic. Look at all my whips, they're all vintage. I got a loft with a view of the sea. See, I take some old shit and make it
new
for me. Pimp it out like exhibit to the degree. Why spin an arm and a leg? We can kick it for free. And see, I don't like it unless
brand new.
You might see me in my
brand new
whip with my bitch pumping my
brand new
shit. You don't like it, get off my
brand new.
Nigga.
I don't like it unless it's
brand new.
You might see me in my
brand new
weird with my
brand new
bitch pumping my
brand new
shit. You don't like it, get off my
brand new.
I stay busting in the hit 'em. Fuck the cynicism. I'm quick to give y'all niggas constructive criticism. Like, wait, you basically stuck. His mother said my son went around. I'm like, ma'am, I don't agree with that decision. Nothing against him, but if he step, I gotta diss him. I listen to that weak shit, all of it. I can't follow it. Excuse me, I'm lactose intolerant. I work too hard to get my baby ball and kick. 9 to 5 had me blue collar popping it. Now I'm in the club and look who I get it popping with. Me and Ye go back like fruit cuts. He hooked me up as long as they don't ask for too much. But even he know best laying it down, cause it's just the old B he had laying around.
I don't like it unless it's
brand new.
You might see me in my
brand new
weird with my
brand new
bitch pumping my
brand new
shit. You don't like it, get off my
brand new
Kanye. I don't want it unless it's
brand new.
You might see me in my
brand new
whip with my
brand new
bitch pumping my
brand new
shit. You don't like it, get off my
brand new
dick, homie. I don't want it unless it's
brand new.
You might see me in my
brand new
whip with my
brand new
bitch pumping my
brand new
shit. You don't like it, get off my
brand new
dick.
Back in it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you some of that DJ classic because this is how I'm feeling right now. About to give you some of that B-more. Shout out to Wordsmith. He's definitely doing this thing out there. He got that thing, you know what I'm saying, with Chuck Brock, you know what I'm saying, you know, bridging the gap, you know what I'm saying? And the hot video they had was, you know, old to the new, you know, so check that joint. Got a little Matrix twist to it. It's very hot. They really lyrical on that. And check that out. Support Wordsmith doing his thing. But I'm about to give you that DJ classic. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have Chuck Rock in the building now. We're going to have him in the building. All right? I ain't had no. All right, we're going to have him live in the building. I know who we are. Let's go to the phone line real quick and see what's popping. Yo, you're live on Lush Radio. What's popping?
Hello.
Hello, hi.
Hey, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. I just wanted to put it out there. My name is Mike from Nevermind. I've been on your radio show one other time. I just want to put out there that I finally got my first gig. I got a band. We are Nevermind. We are going to be out at the Rusty Nail in Ardmore on the 29th. And there are three bands, $9 in advance, $10 at the door. I think that's a great price. I hear it's an upper-class restaurant. So I just wanted to put out there to everyone that, you know, come on out and have some fun. We're Nevermind. We're a classic rock and roll band. And we appreciate you guys being there for us.
Well, I definitely, you know, appreciate that. But it really would be better if you call in on my Tuesday show. This is when I do all the rock and alternative and everything.
Oh, okay.
So what time
is that on Tuesday?
Tuesdays is at 6 o'clock. I do my rock and alternative. So, you know, you can go ahead and send music then.
Because I got you guys on, you know, you're on my email, so I have to keep an eye out for that.
That's what's up, okay? That's
yeah,
what's up.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks, you know. We appreciate, you know what I'm saying, calling in or whatever. Like I said, man, we're going to have your man Chubb Rock live in the building. But, you know, right now, I'm about to go ahead and give you some of that DJ Classic right now. You already know what it is.
Fresh up in this bitch.
DJ Class in this bitch. Mr. West in this bitch. We done told you motherfuckers, now you know the shit. DJ Class in this bitch. Mr. West in this bitch. We done told you motherfuckers, now you know the shit.
I got them diamonds on my neck. Got Patron in my cup. If you want it, come and get it, shorty. I don't give a fuck. See, it's Friday night, and I just got paid. I done had a hard week, now it's time to celebrate. Shorty, DJ play my shit. Club music shit. Girls wanna freak. All up on my dick. I hear a song tonight. Trying to leave with something right. I'm a grown ass man, so shorty, you can spend the night. Cause I'm the shit. I'm in this bitch. Yeah, I'm the shit. I'm in this bitch. Yeah, I'm the shit. I'm the shit. Yeah, I'm the shit.
Mr. West.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's in the building lit. Everybody know I got the world in my hand and I ain't finna let it go. Is that your girlfriend? I really like her. I'm talking only for a night. I wouldn't wipe her. I got them Yeezys on my feet. I got them Louis. And I dropped another album, so we finished up the town. And it's still top 10, about 15 weeks later.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Girl, Lush, you already know what it is. You got to go to the phone lines. Caller from block number, what's poppin'? You're live on Lush Radio.
Lush Radio Online on deck, getting most respect. You know what I'm talking about?
What's up? This is my boy Boyce, live in the building. I know that sounds like DJ Hustle and your boy Renna CZ, live in the building. What's popping?
I mean, it's Cali Connect business, you dig? I mean, huh?
That's what it is, man.
All day, every day, man. You know what I'm saying?
Skip.
We over here trying to get it and keep it and split three different ways, man, and share it, man. I mean, you know.
That's what it is, man. I'm glad y'all came through, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, you know what I'm saying? This family right here, man. Definitely getting it in. Shout out to Mactivity Production, you know, your boy Black Ice, you know, Jimmy Black, you know, Ronald Porter, you know. The whole family.
The Lizard Hand City, you know, Sam Boss Easy, man. You know, stand up.
Yeah, definitely get it. We're gonna have a We're going to have a Chubb Rock, you know, contest, you know. We just, you know, waiting patiently for Chubb to come through. You know what it is. So, but it, until then, you know, we also going to have Music Jones live in the building. He's also the manager for Archie. He came out a while ago, but he's coming back. He did that song, We Ready. We Ready. Y'all remember that joint back in the day?
No, yeah. Hey. Light the fire. Oh, no. I think when I hear the tune, I know it, because it's a lot of tracks I know. You know what I'm saying? I know the melody.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
Rock gonna be in the building, huh? That's what's up,
man. I want to hear this one. The test up. Word up.
You feel me?
Word up.
Like a day, another day, another green. You know what I'm talking about? Chubb, man. Come on, man. What's up, man? Call on in, Playboy.
That's what it is. The Chubb might still.
Chubb Rock, he got like a new project or something? Is that what it is? That's what it is?
Yeah, Chubb actually, you know, got some new stuff dropping. He's doing something with Wordsmith called Bridging the Gap, and they had did a song called, actually The Old to the New. The video for it is kind of like a Matrix spinoff, but it's hot. I mean, they was getting real lyrical on it, you know. And Chubb, you know, he has his own record label and everything now, so he's definitely doing some new moves, you know, definitely doing it.
Straight up.
That's what the business is. Get up, sir. Word up.
But that Treat Them Right joint was ill, though, when it came out.
Treat Them Right. I know. Mm-hmm. You know what? Because what's his name? Lil Wayne got a little something that he, you know, he took that, isn't that, I think it was that track right there.
Him and Mary J. Blige did it.
Yeah.
Him and Chubb Rock about to jump on it, too, so they're doing the remix with him on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's about to be crazy. I how I feel about the whole Wayne thing, but.
There you go. That dude do his fizzle.
I mean, you know, man, it is what it is, man. Shouts out to Lil Wayne, man.
Lil Wayne.
Well, you know what? For your listeners who don't know about Lil Wayne, tell them what's going on with Lil Wayne, Lush. You know, give us the whole scoop.
I have nothing to say about Lil Wayne, dog.
Okay.
Why you trying to put me on the spot like that, Hustle?
I'm not putting you on the spot, because the dude is cool. I met the guy a few times. He's all right. I don't know what the other. I called him one day, and that dude was talking bad about him. And I was trying to figure out why he was talking bad about him. I'm like, if you say one thing, but hey, let the dude do his thing.
Hey, you know, if you want to kiss people in their mouth, it's all good. But anyway.
What I want to ask him is how he got involved in the whole little blood gang thing. You know what I'm saying? That just seemed to be something that just, the popularity of that is just growing.
Man, I'm trying to tell you.
I'm trying to see.
You know what? I got Pete the Fifth on it, because the only thing that don't add up to me is how can you be rocking 50 million different bandanas and then all of a sudden you rocking red? I don't understand that. But anyway, I plead the Fifth, because I ain't trying to get caught up in nothing.
me neither. I'm just saying if it was him you was interviewing instead of Chubb Rock, that's what I would say. I would ask him. I would say, dude, I'm just trying to, you know, understand actually, you know, how you got involved in it and damn near why. You know what I'm saying? You know.
He's too big for all that.
What made you do it? You know what I'm saying? I mean, to each his own, but I just wanted to know why. I don't know why millionaires click up in like gangs. You know what I'm saying?
We don't know why T.I. bought all them weapons and stuff for no reason. But you know, hey, you know, it is what it is. You know? People do dumb stuff, and, you know, they get locked up, and, you know, hey. And I really don't know. I can't explain. We got people out here suffering, trying to get the type of money they get, or wish they could get the type of money they get.
Man,
and they just dumb stuff.
I love 50s music, too, but I want to know why. Why is he going bad on Rick Ross about being like a, you know, being part of a the police or some type of officer when, you know, he employ a lot of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I would have thought you wanted to put Rick Ross on the squad knowing he got a background like that.
Oh man, y'all crazy, man.
I need backup. I need backup.
I'm joking, man. If 50, you ever hear this, man, you know what I'm saying, holla at your boy, man. You know what I'm saying? Actually, I wouldn't mind. You know, you can go in on me like you did on Rick Ross, because I think you helped his album sales, Playboy. You know what I mean? You meant it for bad, but it, look, man, it turned into a gift for him. So, you know, go ahead.
You know,
nice.
What this is our tribute to Chubb Rock. You know, this is an official mix by the one and only DJ Hustle. You can never hustle enough. You already know what it is. You know, so we're gonna go ahead and get into this mix, and you know, we gonna hope, you know, he ain't caught up in no traffic or no craziness going on. Hopefully he be on the line, but you know, he did promise to be on the line, so. Hey, we about to go into the mix. Wow.
Yeah.
We about to go into the mix, Dad.
Exclusive. Lush Radio, DJ Hustle.
DJ Hustle. Cries of wait, please wait, we're gonna wait, but Kuwait won't wait. There's a shit of a fear full of confused hate. Soldiers fight because they're loyal. Why take this boil on you with soil? They're screaming no blood for oil. Groups of recruits get fitted for troop boots while business suits shoot hoops eating fruit loops. Yo, I don't understand the government plan, blowing up Holy Land, killing a family man, man, tearing loved ones asunder when things were really sunny. Simply for the money, the money. Yo, money, they might reinstate the draft, and I'm getting bummy. So I clear my head by going testing, 1-2 testing, and count my blessings, and pray for my brother man with an M60 in his hand, even stand. So one more time, testing, 1-2, and you don't stop. Probably got the score hot. Well, I got one thing to say, G.
Keep your voice. Correctly, I have a green thumb, you're not dumb, that's why you sweat me. You wanna have your cake and eat it too, so do I. It's leaking around, we're sneaking around, so why do you wanna continue coming to every venue? You don't tell them, I'll offend you. This ain't right to put them down on the scoop, that you're a blow up sex star for every group. Where are the footsteps that you followed? Tippy toed to my crib and then you're solid. You answered every question I ever had on the female anatomy after you sat on me. Cheating is more serious than the taking of color, so tell him before I tell him.
If Mary had told her boyfriend like she was supposed to, none of this would be happening.
Tell him his feelings you disregard. You took his credit card, went in the boulevard. You bought me shirt after shirt with his hard-earned work. You treat him like dirt. My conscience said to me, your chub, you better be careful. She gave you the keys to his Cherokee Jeep. But I don't want to go 6 feet deep in the dirt for some skirt. I was going to cut her off, but the stuff was kind of dope. The dope even paid my car note. I'm going to let her go yet until I get. This girl can really get me out of financial debt. So I chill, passion kill, tears spilled. Kick this out to my man Rob Swinger, hot dog, dinky, manager, but Ev lover, you know what I'm saying? That's the no. Here we go.
That's
the hitman, yes, the hitman, yo, you know it. The thirst quencher, the man on the sequencer. He was here to kick a 16 bar. He's not a rap star, not saying that I am, but on the jam. I'm gonna kick a little, not a Dr. Seuss riddle. No caps and hats, boxes and some socks. Back to the DJ jocks, check your clocks. Half past what? Time to bust nuts. Matt a pistachio, he uses a Casio keyboard and a Tascam board. The trick in the B-50, get nifty. Born with the gift, time to get tipped. Not with the manufacturing of a split, he never wrote one. Never sold none. The beats give me the high, the brought
Chubster.
I cut shook your butt. Kids are screaming, the media says what? Kind of music is this for you to dance to? The man with the plan and the band demands you. Leave the smack and the crack, throw the whack, throw the ball and the knock, keep a smile like that. Leave the knife and the gun in the store and ignore temptation sent by the nation.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, and I'm hype. I'm excited because we make history every day, and we're going to have the icon, the legend, the genius, the man with the plan, the Chubster, Chub Rock, live in the building. And I know everybody's been waiting for him, so he's here live doing his 1-2. Oh, man. Woo, get ready for greatness now.
What's going on?
Ain't nothing much. Ain't nothing much. Just happy to have you on the show today.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm ready to let's do some real hip hop right now.
Did you hear the mix from my official DJ Hustle? It was an all Chub Rock mix right there.
Yeah, I see them doing the Chubster version. In fact, that Chubster version was that was Clark Kent's remix.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was Clark Kent's remix. It was either that or Trackmaster's remix, but that, and then he went into Treat'em. Yeah, man, I mean, you know, I'm blessed.
Yeah, DJ Hustle definitely, you know what I'm saying, is definitely a fan of yours. I had a couple of people, I mentioned your name, they were like, you going to have Chubb on there? I was like, yeah. But let me give you an official Lush Radio welcome real quick, you know,
Okay. Yeah. I feel welcomed.
Before we get into the nitty-gritty, Chubb, you can go ahead and give your shout-outs and stuff now.
I mean, you know, I just want to give a big shout-out to my man out there, Wordsmith, holding Baltimore down. You know what I'm saying? It's one of my partners out there. We got this album coming out June 16th, Bridging the Gap. So definitely want to give a big shout-out to him. Big shout-out to Shadina. She's an R&B artist I've edited a song with. Definitely doing a lot of big things, you know what I'm saying? Big shout to her. And it's a big shout to the whole city, man. You know, they always show me love, so I feel good about it.
That's what it is. Yeah, man, shout out to Wordsmith. I'm actually doing this interview on the 27th of this month, actually, a day before your birthday, actually.
Yeah. You're doing them Gemini interviews. That's good.
For all y'all that don't know and you guys want to, you know, go ahead and go to them sites and follow him on Twitter, you know, MySpace, and tell him happy birthday. It's May the 28th, if you didn't know. So happy pre-birthday, you know. That's what it is. So, Chubster, you know, I mean, you are a very, you know, influential icon when it comes to just hip-hop itself. You know, you definitely have been, you know, definitely an influence on a lot of, you know, MCs and artists, you know, in this industry. And besides that, you're very articulate, very humble, and you give great interviews from what I've seen in online, actually, from looking up your other interviews that you've done.
Okay, you know, we try to do what we can, man. I mean, we try to represent the era of hip-hop that I was blessed to be in. And I just feel, you know, real, you know, just proud and blessed that I can still be around doing what I love to do. And, you know, the crowd is just growing and growing every day. And to show that real hip-hop is still alive is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. No, you did some college, right? You did some college and you know, and you're definitely an intellectual, and you definitely, you know, have those deep, you know, conversations. You decided to, you know, step away for a minute to pursue your dream in doing music. What actually inspired you? What made you say, hey, I gotta go hard, I gotta do this right now? You know, there's no stopping me.
You know, it's like I went to a concert when I was younger, and my cousin Howie, he was in a group called CD3, and you know, these guys got nominated for an award in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to go, you know, represent for him, and Melly Mel was in there, and Dougie Fresh. This is before he even had a record. He was just in there performing, and you know, Kumo D and Rockmaster Scott and all these guys and Fearless Four. And I was up in there, I think I was like 15, and it was just incredible to watch it. And then all of a sudden, the Fat Boys came out, and they were actually from where I was from. They were from Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it's one thing to see other guys from different places. Run DMC were like mega stars, but all of it seemed far-fetched. But then when some guys that you know from your borough came out and made it, especially, you know, the way they did it, they was just like, they were doing movies, they were doing everything, then it gave me more inspiration to say, yo, I think I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we got together, we had came up with a little group, me and two of my best friends, we did a group, and then another one of my best friends, we were working on music, and I mean, it just took a while, but it was something that, you know, I just loved doing. And then my mother really was the one who backed it all. You know, she loved it. She you know, was behind me 100%, and she was like, hey, if you want to really do this, go for it. So this way you don't have any regrets and say, oh, I should have tried it, I didn't try it. And, you know, so she was like, nah, whatever it takes, let's do it. So
wow.
She basically was like the executive producer of it all from the beginning. And, you know, we went out there and we did what we can, and all of a sudden we were able to get a deal, and then the rest is history.
Wow, and it's great that you had your mother, you know, definitely, you know, as a support, you know, and a backing for you. You know, you weren't going in there with somebody that really didn't, you know, have your best interest. Like some people just jump into the game and they don't really have that backing. Just having your mother there, I know that gave you a lot of strength just getting through, you know, dealing with the industry itself.
Yeah, definitely, because you know she was a businesswoman with some other things, like, you know, she had a restaurant and stuff like that. So even though it was a different business, it was still business, nonetheless. So, you know, she knew how certain things should look a certain way, feel a certain way. And we just got together and, you know, I told her, this is what I wanted to do. This is what I think I can do. And she just had my back with it and said, nah, go ahead and try it. And then it took off and we were having fun ever since and trying to be creative and, you know, things like that. And now we're here, you know, 20 years later.
Still doing it,
still having fun doing it.
Mm.
And it's like in certain places it almost looked like it just came out again, you know. It's like that music is so electric again. Everybody wants a piece of that kind of music. And, you know, though you can get a piece of it, but you can't really mimic that same era.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the music is definitely still alive.
That's what it is, man. The whole Treat Me Right, man, that, you know, that song till this day, you know, that's a classic. I mean, you can't go nowhere in the club and play that song. You can't tell me people not crowding the floor. No,
oh, yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
What inspired you to even come up with that song? Because that right there is a classic no matter what.
You know, I was out in England doing some shows for the previous album before that Treat 'Em Right album.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a guy that likes to buy records, old records, and collect records. And I was out in this place called Chapel Market, and I was buying a bunch of old records. And I just bumped into, like, this old group of James Brown. It was a James Brown-produced group called the D. Felice Trio. And the groove was this Treat 'Em Right groove.
Mm.
And the drums, and I was like, man, I never heard this before. This is incredible. It's fast. And not, back then, a lot of cats didn't want to rhyme on, like, up-tempo tracks.
Mm-hmm. Hello? What's up, you there? You waking up, sweetie? Hello? We can't lose you now. Come back to us. Come back into the light. Hello? Chubster. Chub, you there? I guess we lost him for a second, but he'll be coming back on. I think his phone broke up, but he'll be back on. So I know y'all be patient. I know y'all want to speak to him. Just be patient, y'all. He'll be back on the line. I know his phone kind of was breaking up. I guess he wasn't getting good service, but I know he'll be back on the line. So you guys be patient. He'll be on the line, but we'll go to a quick commercial until he comes back. Well, he's back. He beat me to the playing the commercial. He came back to the light. Hey, Chubb, you back in the light now?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. You know, the technology's...
Yeah, you were talking about the Treat Me Right the song and everything like that.
Yeah, you know, brought it to Howie, and then he put it together, and I had the perfect, you know, rhyme to it because I was so lifted that, you know, people would come to the shows, would come to, you know, the in-stores and give so much love and stuff like that, that I wrote a song just saying thank you to them, and that's really what that record is.
Wow.
It was just a thank you because of the previous success we had with the previous album. Mm-hmm. I was just writing, the song was basically just a thank you, you know, to the fans and stuff like that, and, you know, we got it together, and, you know, and the rest was history.
That I was going on YouTube checking it out. Till this day, I mean, they leaving crazy comments on it. They love that song. That song is a classic regardless. I mean, shoot, I mean, I could get older and it still be rocking.
Yeah, that record, I think that's going to be one of those records, that and It Takes Two and those kind of records, that is going to be around forever.
Yeah, man, and I mean, I don't know if a lot of people know that, but, you know, when you did, you know, the one, it reached 13 on the billboards, but how many people hit number one on billboards in the same year with three songs? That's crazy. Treat 'Em Right, Just the Two of Us, and The Chubster. That's crazy right there.
Yeah,
that's
and,
crazy.
And really, it was really four because the song right after that, which is a song called Big Man, that had reached number one too, but they technically didn't say it was four because the next year had Kane. You understand?
Uh-huh.
So it was really four number ones from that one album, but it was really three number ones within the one year.
Well, you know what? Set him straight. He said it's officially four, and it's coming from Chubb's mouth. So, hey, it's officially four. They need to rewrite the Wikipedia up here for real and get it right.
Yeah, I think the only one who did that was I believe it was Cool J that did that. But you know, it was you know, like I said, you know, I feel proud of what we did and the discography that we have, and we're obviously building on that discography to do new records and new music and new projects and stuff like that. So it's a good time for me, so I feel good about it.
Yeah, man, you know, on your MTV Raps, you know, definitely did, you know, a lot of things, you know, with, you know, Select Records and stuff like that. But I know a lot of people were asking, man, where was Chubb Rock been at? What's Chubb Rock doing? I know you did some time doing some radio and everything in New York, right, with Big Tigger and Love and everything like that.
We did that here. And we go back on radio, this month, you know, and then we're working on a syndicated. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here,
yeah. Judy. Working on a syndicated radio show now.
Okay, that's what's up.
You know, so we got our hands in a lot of things right now.
That's what it is, man. I can't wait to hear that. I'm definitely calling in. to support, man, whatever it is to support, definitely. And I know you had that situation in regards to, you know, wife and everything, and I know she was a big supporter, you know, in a lot of the things that you did with your music, and you actually dedicated an album for her.
Right.
Does it still give you a lot of motivation on a lot of the things that you're doing now, you know, in regards to her?
Oh, definitely, because, you know, it kind of just teaches you, you know, to live life to the fullest, and definitely not to put off things you can do today for tomorrow. And, right. you know, just to, you know, anything can be achievable, man. We only live once, and you go for your gusto and stuff like that. So I use that in my everyday thought process, you know, in making music and doing anything, you know. So definitely that's just something, that's just, you know, the angel with me all the time trying to do, you know, these different endeavors that I have planned for 09, you know, 10, 11, and beyond.
That's what's up. I know she was a really, really big supporter of everything you did, and I know she really loved old school music a lot. The other thing I was going to ask you was, you know, due to the fact that she was dealing with cancer, do you do a lot of, donations or in regards to, like, supporting cancer and things like that, too? I guess he dropped off again. But he'll be back. I guess his phone is dropping off. But he'll be back on the line, though. His phone dropped off, but he'll be back on here like he was just a few minutes ago. But he's back again.
This is our technology is so incredible. You just go in and out because of the different things, but you know, I appreciate it.
I know, but what I was asking you before, you know, you dropped off was, do you do any kind of like charity tours, like cancer research and stuff like that, too, or any like?
No, we got a couple of things. We got a couple of things planned at the end of the summer. That's going to be incredible, you know, and also a whole album for that.
Okay, that's what's up.
So it's gonna be with an album, and then it'll go from there, because it took a while to get the album together that's just dedicated for that. And when that comes out, then we're gonna do some different kinds of shows, and you're gonna definitely hear about it from East Coast, West Coast, down. You're gonna hear about what we're doing with that. It's gonna be real, you know, real special.
That's what's up. Whatever we can do to support, because I have a lot of people that definitely, you know, went through that whole situation with the cancer, or either lost a loved one, and it's a silent killer, you know. And, you know, I know with my women's empowerment movement, we definitely, it's close to our hearts in regards to the whole cancer situation.
Seriously. Definitely.
Yeah. Also, my other question is, you created your own label. What inspired you to do that?
Well, you know, we wanted to come out and do what we do. We didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to come out and have to, you know, conform to what they think hip-hop is, or, you know, I got to do what I wanted to do. So the only way you can do what you want to do is when you own it. So that's what, you know, made me start the label and be prepared to go independent and things like that. Because, you know, when you get involved with some of those bigger companies, you know, now you're definitely bound to their rules, regulations, their guidelines, and things like that, and then all of a sudden you come up with a piece of product that, even if it does very well, you still feel that it wasn't really what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I definitely didn't want to go through all of that. I wanted to do my own thing, and I thank God every day that I did it that way.
Yeah, you're one person that we never said that anybody heard, oh, well, we're suffering through a bankruptcy, or we're suffering with this or that and third. You definitely, you know, have been on the up and up. So, you know, and, you know, a lot of people call you a genius now. A lot of people call you geniuses. They call you a genius.
I don't know why. I have no idea why, but, you know, like I said, I just try to do what I think is right. And at the same time, You never know, because there is no manual for this game. You know, you never know. You got to kind of just go by what your gut tells you.
Mm-hmm.
And it might do well, it might not do well, but I guess as long as you try, and you can say that you tried, then everything, you know, that's the success in it. You know, you never know what's going to happen in this game at all, but, you know, as long as you know that you put forth the best music that you think that you can do, you know, that's where it all stems right there.
And that's what it is, man, Chubb. I mean, you know, you actually inspired me. I loved your music, you know, coming up, and I was like, hey, You know, I love old school music. I definitely support, you know, you guys doing it because you guys had to go through, you know, through hell and back, you know, in order to give people like me and other people able a chance to even have a voice out here. And I have to, you know, say personally thank you, you know, from the market.
I appreciate it. I say thank you to people like you guys because you guys are the ones that are the geniuses that are going and getting radio shows and continuing, you know, putting forth good music and, you know, out there because it's hard, man, because when you conform to those companies like that, even in the radio system, you know, they're all playing by the same, you know, kind of playbook, and it, to me, it becomes bland and kind of, you know, just not really what hip-hop is. And it takes, you know, shows like this that want to go against the grain to still show what real music is and real artism is, you know, artistry is and things like that. So, you know, I definitely thank you guys for keeping your thing going.
Hey, if it's not for you, I wouldn't be here, man, for real. Seriously, for all the icons, man. Shout out to Busy B, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to, you know, Rakim, KRS-One, you know, all the cats that really, you know, that the platform. Shout out Queen Pen, all my peoples. But, you know, when I met you at, you know, actually when you were performing down in Baltimore at Sonar, you know, you just, you know, you were very humble, very articulate. And, you know, you were just like, wow. Like, you always wanted, you like, am I ever going to see the person that I always looked up to or, you know, admired? And you see him in your face, you're like, wow. You know, you don't understand how that meant to me, man, for real. Seriously, that one was in the history books.
Yeah, I appreciate it. That was a good night that night, too.
Yeah, it was a good night. The crowd was crazy, man.
Yeah, it was a good crowd. It was just... It was nice people, you know. Definitely, again, big shout out to Busy B. He put on a good show.
Yeah.
You know, Rakim was there. He put on a great show. The people were just real nice, man. So I really appreciate all of that.
Yeah, for real. And you and Mark Wordsmith are doing some serious stuff out here, man. That Old to the New, that whole mix with the whole Matrix jump off right there was crazy. You know, and y'all guys was getting real lyrically nasty on there. I was like, wow, y'all killing it right there.
Yeah, you know, me and Wordsmith, we're doing a lot of good things, man. The video was hot. You know, I think they're going to service the video in another week or two. So you'll see it on MTV and 106 and Park and all of that kind of stuff. And we're doing Jimmy Kimmel. We're doing Jimmy Kimmel in June. And, you know, we're doing the thing for Tyra Banks and, you know, so we got some things popping, man, that, you know, for independent guys, you know, we're definitely showing that we mean business out here. So, you know, we got a good partnership going. He's a great guy, real ambitious guy, hard worker. And
He grinds hard.
Definitely.
The DMV, he grinds hard, okay?
We're going to do it, man. He's definitely going to, you know, put Baltimore on the map when it comes to a lot of these different things, man. And, you know, we're out there trying to do what we got to do.
That's what it is, man. And I got all my patient callers on the line, man. They waiting to ask you questions. You going to do that for me real quick? They want to ask you questions real quick. So callers,
sure.
I'm gonna let you on one by one, and you guys can ask them some quick questions and stuff, and then we have to move on to the next one because the lines are blowing up right now. So, DJ Hustle? Renacy, DJ Hustle, you still live on the line? Renacy? Hustle? Okay. I guess they stepped out for a second. All right. Caller from 908, you're live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush. And the Chubster, Chub Rock, live in the building. What's up?
Peace. How you doing? It's the True Scribe.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
How you
doing? I'm good.
Got a question for Chubby, Chub Rock?
Yeah, I had a question for Mr. Chub Rock. My question is, how was it working with K-9 on your ABC, on his ABC single?
Oh, yeah. That was good, man. That was good. Cat, man. He's like one of the guys, the new guys, that just make me feel very, you know, lyrically incredible. You know, his personal story is real serious and incredible. And it was fun, man. Big shout out to my boy Drew Ha from Cornerstone that made that collaboration happen. And, you know, K-9, he's a good guy, man. You know, we do a bunch of shows together, and it was a lot of fun, man. A lot of fun. I'm wishing him all the best with the album, which is in stores right now. And, you know, it's just another part of the discography that I'm proud of, you know?
That's what's up. Thank you, caller, for calling in. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, you know, we appreciate it, man. You know? Tell us where you calling from, fam.
Me, I'm calling from Jersey. So if y'all ever do a show in Jersey, hit me up.
Oh, definitely, man, definitely.
That's what
I'll make sure that Lush has the full, you know, the full touring schedule.
He's trying to put stuff on me now.
Yeah, man. We could give you the touring schedule. Because I know we're going to be in Atlantic City, and we're doing something up in, we're doing something in Newark, a big thing for the city of Newark and stuff like that. So we'll be in Jersey more around this time, like in July.
Okay, that's what's up. We got another caller from 954. Live in the building with the legend, the icon, the one and only, Cheb Rock. What's up?
Listen, love, I don't know, this is a special for Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush, it's
what you like, the butterfly. Oh, yeah, all right. What the? I'm sorry, man. I don't know what was going on with that one, dog.
He had a voice.
Yeah, but I'm gonna let him come back on again to ask you a question. Hey, Vice Squibs, how you doing? You got a question for Chub Rock?
Yeah, I would like to do some work with him still. You know, you're very inspiring. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, talking about some positive things there, some constructive things, you know, about the music, you understand what I'm saying? And, you know, I am so proud of him, you know, I'm very impressed. Yeah. I would like to get to know him and work with him still, you know. You can check me out on Google Vice Grip Obama and check out my page, Vice Grip Obama. And, you know, that will take you to Facebook, IC Color, Twitter, MySpace as well, a lot of other sites, you know.
Okay. All right. That he dropped off again, so he'll be back on. Thanks, Vice Girl, for calling in. You know, he's gonna call back in. I know his phone dropped off. He's been having problems with the phone going in and off, but you know. We definitely, you know, doing it real big. You know, we also going to have the one and only Music Jones live in the building, you know, and we're going to be, you know, getting it in with him. You know, he's definitely doing some real big things in the game right now. You know, he's definitely somebody that you need to know. We're going to get into that other half with him. Like I said, we had the one and only, you know, Chub Rock back in the building. He's back again. Oh, you always beat me when I want to go ahead and press that commercial.
Yeah, I came in and, you know, it's just, the signals are getting crazy. But, I'm back.
He was saying that you were very inspiring, and that that you're definitely, you know, representing, you know, for real music out there. So that's what he was saying.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, we try to do what I least think that people want to hear. You know, I know that a lot of the youngins are doing their different kind of music, and sometimes people get down on them because of the language or because of, you know, things that they say. But, you know, to me, I got to try to do what I do, hopefully to give people a choice of what they want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully, because, you know, you walk down the streets and you go places and people always come to you and say, oh, where's the new music? And why I got to listen to this other music? And I'm from this era and this era. And it's like, okay, well, then I'm going to give you some music, you know, from some from people from, you know, that era, you know, that feel-good era, that golden era, if you want to call it that. And hopefully you support it, you know. So that's what our plans are, to give you that music from that time.
That's what it's all about, man, because especially for the people that came up in that era, you know, they missed that, you know, and they definitely love that. I got to send a shout-out to all the people in the chat room definitely calling in to definitely support the show and support your man Chubb Rock, you know, live in the building. I'm going to go back to Renacy and DJ Hustle and see if they back on the line. Renacy, Hustle, you back on the line? Hustle? Renacy?
What's going down?
Going down. What's up, player?
Man, you know, I can't call it like three alcoholics, you know?
We got the man, the one and only Chubb Rock.
Oh, man, that, you know that dude don't need no introduction. You know what I'm saying? You know, nah, he don't, man. I'm just paying homage to you, bro. That's really what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm an artist myself, man, but you know. Like, you know, when it comes to artists who lay down the foundation and the groundwork for me, man, I humble myself, let my wings down. Got to. Just pay that homage.
Man, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. I wish you all the success with your projects and your music and everything like that, man. And, you know, it's a good thing. Music is a good thing, man, you know, especially when musicians or music people can vibe with each other, have respect for each other, because that's what it's supposed to be like, you know. I wish you many platinum records and all of that, brother, and I appreciate the, you know, the compliment.
I appreciate that as well, and I thank you for wishing me the best of the luck, because hopefully the record business can get back like it was, you know, around like what you called it, the golden era. I am familiar with that term, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that is when Cass was going, had the ability to get platinum plaques and this, that, and the other. So hopefully it can turn around, man, somehow, and it can get back to that point, man, because that would be beautiful.
Yeah, man, I mean, everything goes in a circle. You know, everything goes in a circle, man. And, you know, creativity can never die for long, man. So, you know, I'm sure you're going to come with some incredible music. And you know, I definitely support whatever you got. And I'm going to try to keep doing the music that I know how to do. And you know, either way, it'll never go anywhere, man. Creativity never dies, man.
Really?
So as long as that theory stays the same, you know, It'll all come back.
That's what it is, man. Renacy, tell the people where you representing, Ren.
You know, I'm actually calling you from Cali, man. I'm right here on the West Coast, man, up north, the Bay Area. I'm sure you know, man, you're one of them artists who done been all over, so.
Yeah, man. I'm actually out there in July. We're doing some stuff out there, man. And, you know,
that's what's up,
you know,
man.
We're always back in the West Coast, man. So
I know
we'll be out there soon.
You familiar with, right? You familiar with, let me throw this radio station, KMEL Summer Jam?
Yeah, KMEL was the sole reason why Treat 'Em Right became a hit.
You know, I know, right? I mean, I didn't know that. I didn't know that, but you know, I know they used to bang the hell out of Treat 'Em Right. I do.
Right when the record company didn't even want to push the record no more. They actually told me that the record wasn't doing well. They said the record's not doing well. And all of a sudden, KMEL started playing that record. And when KMEL started playing that record, the record took off in such a big way in California. And then Arsenio Hall heard it on KMEL.
Wow.
And wanted to put me on. And this was on a record with the record company said wasn't a hit. It wasn't doing well. And by the time we turned around, man, maybe 3-4 weeks of KMEL's movement, the record was gold.
Wow.
But
shout out to Kelly, man.
KMEL is like, from what last I heard, it was like the fourth largest commercial station in the U.S. So it's a big station, so that's what's up.
Yeah, Cameo was a very big reason for that record. Very big reason.
Man, I'm glad you got history with us, man. I feel just a tad bit closer to you.
Yeah.
I really
definitely
do.
Brother. That was a beautiful time for us, man. And we did their summer thing. We did it like after, you know, they endorsed the record in such a big way. We did their summer. They had almost like a summer jam thing.
Yeah, that's exactly what they call it. And that's how I remember. That was like when I think I was first introduced to you as an artist. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend, but I just remember them saying, yeah, because, you know, they got the host of artists that's going to be on the show. They're like, yeah, blah, 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 Chubb Rock. And then they played a sample of Treat 'Em Right, you know what I'm saying? So that was,
yeah,
that was the business right there, man. So.
Yeah, man, it was an incredible time during that time. That was like Digital Underground with Pac. You know, they were on that summer jam. Cypress Hill was on that summer jam with their first album, with Killer Man and all that kind of stuff. It was incredible. That was an incredible summer jam that they had.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate you, you know, definitely calling in and representing, because, you know, you my boy, my brother.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, Chubb Rock, man. Much success, man, I wish to you, man, for all your other future projects as well, man. So keep pushing it out, man, you know what I'm saying? Because you're always doing great music, man. So, you know, you're definitely an inspiration.
I appreciate it, brother.
For sure.
That's what's up, man. Man, Cali in the building, Worldwide in the building. And we got 347 in the building. 347, you're live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush and Chubb Rock. What's up, family? 347?
Hello?
347, you're live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush, and Chubb Rock. What's poppin'? Hello?
I'm here.
Lush. Hey, what's up?
This me, Jones.
What's up? What's up, Music Jones? What's poppin'?
Chillin', I'm on the line just listening and everything. You know what I mean?
We going up next. We're going to have an interview with Music Jones also. He's going to be live in the building. He's definitely the man with the plan to really, if you're trying to really get in there, really, he's definitely doing a lot of big things in the business. And
yeah, no, you know what's funny, Chubb, though? What was real funny, Lush and Chubb, is I was leaving New York on Saturday. And as I was coming, I guess, down JFK, Chubb, you was coming up. And that's like you were one of the first people I saw. I said, damn, that's Chubb Rock. You know what I'm saying? Kept it moving because I had a little meeting with Jive. Had a fly pool. I was like, you know, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's what's good. Whenever I'm around, you know what I'm saying, the icons, I think that started it. You know what I'm saying? I really show respect. You know what I'm saying? The music has been good from the beginning. And, I rock with it. Even when I DJ still to this day, I throw Treat 'Em Right in there. So, you know, keep it going.
I appreciate it, brother.
For sure.
Yeah, I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate it. You know, that song, you know, it's a DJ-based song. So, you know, the DJs is the one who made that song. The DJs is what kept that song rocking all this time. So I just appreciate it, brother. So, you know.
It's all about the energy, man. And especially because, like, at that time in hip-hop, it wasn't a need for every other word to be a curse. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so
right.
I could spin that, you know what I mean, from, you know, the club to the barbecue to the, you know what I'm saying, with the kids and the older folk being there in attendance, and it still, you know what I'm saying, brings out emotion. People still remember the song. So for everything that you're doing, brother, you know, keep it going.
I appreciate it, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate it.
I definitely, you know, love you, Chubb. You a humble dude, and I'm going to keep supporting you no matter what and what you're doing. And, you know, you got to keep me updated on everything that's going on. And, you know, I need my drops.
Oh, definitely.
I need my drops. And but I definitely, you know, definitely love you and all the things that you're doing. And, you know, you're very blessed, you know, especially with the longevity that you're doing. And you keep giving us fire. And the one last thing I wanted to ask you was, if you can tell these youth any kind of, you know, advice in regards to, you know, getting into the game or pursuing the music industry, what would it be?
Well,
you know what's funny? That used to be a question that people would ask. Now it's a hard question to ask because these kids now are so knowledgeable because they have the internet to them. But my main advice is to do it on their own. Don't look to just go to these labels and sell your masters and sell your artistry for a couple of dollars. You know, just do it on their own. They got the energy to do it. They got the knowledge of the internet. They got the knowledge of regular, you know, physical distribution to do it. And there's no need to sell their artistry and their publishing and their different things that they have to these labels for, you know, some ridiculous money. You know, it's better to just own it and control it, so when hip-hop is over for you or you decide when you want it to be over for you, there's money there that will be coming for your grandkids and great-grandkids. You know, and that's the main advice I would have for them.
That's what's up, man. We got one last caller, and then we're going to move into Music Jones. We got this one last caller, 864. You're live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush, Music Jones, and the one and only, the legend, the icon, Chubb Rock. What's up?
Hey, Lush, what's up? Hey, Chubbster.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, this is Robin. Oh, my gosh, we used to have so much fun in the backyard with your music, and I just had to let you know that just the two of us was the joint.
Oh, I appreciate that.
That was the joint,
I appreciate that.
And, oh, my
gosh. You said you had a lot of good times in the backyard.
That's right.
That's funny. Yeah, that's good.
I just wanted you to know that and let you know that you are well-respected and keep on doing your thing, you know.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Robin?
Yeah.
So where are you representing, Robin?
Right now I'm representing South Carolina, 2 hours out of Atlanta. I used to live up in Massachusetts.
That's what's up.
Yeah, and
okay,
I go
cool.
to New York every year. Once a year I'm up in New York, so, you know, that's where it's at.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. It was so nice talking to you,
you too.
Chubb, and Lush, thank you so much for the opportunity. And great show tonight.
No problem, sweetie. You know what I'm saying? I don't do it for me. I do it for the people, man.
That's right. That's right.
That's what it's all about. And Chubb, man, like I said, man, I love you. I support you in all that you do. I wish you nothing but the best. Everything that your heart desires, I pray that it comes for you. And you know, let the people know how they can get in contact. Because, I mean, all I can say is all you got to do is Google them. You know, maybe you want to give a direct contact, but all you got to do is Google them, and you'll see the MySpace and all that. But, you know,
You know, funny thing, I don't even get a chance to really go on MySpace, but because we're out there running around so much trying to, you know, do the shows and be out there. But, you know, we're definitely coming to any time. Well, in fact, you said you're in North Carolina, right?
Who, me?
Oh, the caller that was just on. I thought she was still on.
You're talking about me
from Atlanta.
She's in Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm 2 hours from Atlanta.
Oh, well, we're out there all the time.
Oh, cool.
We're out there all the time.
All right.
So, you know, you could always catch us doing, you know, what we do out there.
Cool.
And my label's called History Music, so we got a website, historymusic.com, and that'll have a list of where the shows are and things of that nature.
That'll work. You might see me one day right there at the stage yelling, Chubb.
There you go.
All right. Nice talking to you. You guys have a good one, all right?
Stay well.
Peace.
So make sure y'all check that out right there, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, man, he's constantly making history every day, and we're proud of you, Chubb, and we support you, Chubb, and all that you do. And, I got you, man, and I'm going to definitely holler at you on the flip side.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you, man. The icon, the legend. Man, Chubb Rock, baby. If y'all don't know, you better ask somebody. We're going to have Word Smith also on the 27th. Actually, he's doing a collaboration with him, Bridging the Gap. Make sure y'all check that out. Support them in that movement. They're going to be doing some real big things on the independent movement. You got to check that out. It's definitely going down. If you want real lyricism, you really want some real hip-hop, real music, you need to check it out, Bridging the Gap. Check out the videos. Make sure y'all go ahead and blog it. Support the movement. You know, my man's definitely doing his thing. you know what it is, man, and follow your man Wordsmith also. And don't forget, my man Chubb Rock's birthday is on May the 28th, so make sure y'all hit him up and say happy birthday. You already know what it is. We love you, Chubby. That's what it is. That's what it is. So we're going to go ahead and go into a quick commercial, and when we come back, we're going to talk with the one and only Music Jones. Ooh, get ready for this one. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. Jones, you going to stay on the line with me, boo?
Oh, yeah, I'm here with you, babe.
Okay, we're going to go to a quick commercial. When we come back, we're going to talk to the one and only Music Jones.
Yeah.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com or email them at E2K Magazine@gmail.com, man. It's nothing. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it.
I like beans. I like all kinds of beans. I like pintail beans. I like black beans. I like a lot of beans. Sometimes I eat beans and I make my fuck, or I eat beans and sometimes do. But I eat beans. I like Mexican beans. I love American beans. I like beans. Do you like beans? What kind of beans you like? But I do like Lush Radio, and I eat beans. Thank you.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. We had the one and only, the icon, the one, the only, the genius, Chubb Rock, live in the building. Okay. Now, we're still doing the Chubb Rock contest. You know, I'm going to throw a question out there. Whoever wins, I'm sending them either a promotional CD or a T-shirt. So, make sure you call in, because I'll be throwing it out there while we got Music Jones on the line. But we're going to go back and get into it with the one and only, the man to know, the man with the plan, Music Jones.
Yeah.
We got to give, ain't nothing much, man. We got to give you a Lush Radio welcome also, boo, boo.
That's what's up. Put your hands together.
So, before we get into the nitty gritty, man, go ahead and give your shout outs, boo boo.
First and foremost, yeah, I got to say what's up to my girl Lush. Thanks for the opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to voice my opinion and be on the line with you. Of course, we got the movement Slummed Out Dry Rain, first artist Archie ever saw out of Atlanta. Shout out to my man Jaden The Cure. He is the cure for R&B. My girl K Michelle, his committee Jive. My guys, the Track Stars, you know what I'm saying, two-time Grammy-winning producer, the Track Stars. Their guy, Titus, that's on Track Stars Entertainment. Let me think. I don't want to forget nobody. Oh, my man, Needles. Yeah, his most recent joint is Love of the Big with Jadakiss and Faith Evans. And, shit, everybody in the family, DJ Green Lantern, Kino, my dude KO, the whole Hustle Gang family, you know what I'm saying? Family Tree, my girl Tiffany J and partner, and everybody that rocks with your boy.
That's what it is. I definitely got to send a shout out to Tiffany J, man. I love her. She is a beast.
She stays on the grind. Like, she's out now working with my man Willie North Pole, getting his whole situation together with DTP Def Jam. They're working a new record, Hood Dreamer, featuring B.O.B. You know, y'all check that out. Oh, okay, gravy. That's what's up. See, Lush on the job as usual. There you go.
Yeah, you know, I played that earlier. You know what I'm saying? They was on here, like, you know, a while ago. I had Tiffany. You know, I have to, you know, just like, you know, I'm going to have Archie on the show. You're his manager, so we always have to get the manager so we can have the eyes behind the artist. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Because you guys grind. I mean, the artist grind, but you guys grind for your artist, man. Because Tiffany J, she's your boss's boss. I love her, girl. I love her. That girl is a monster. You know what I'm saying? We had her on the show. Very articulate, very informative, you know. And we had your man Willie North Pole live in the building, you know. So now we're back with another manager, but you're not just a manager. You a jack of all trades, baby. Tell the people what's going on with Mr. Music Jones.
Well, I started in the game in the very beginning. I was working behind the scenes on Kanye West Through the Wire video. That kind of opened me up to MTV, and you have, if you ever saw the show The Shop, executive produced by Tommy Mottola and Corey Rooney, I was a music supervisor for that and also the writer for that. But from time to time, I would be on set, you know, getting a cut and the whole nine, so you might catch an episode or two if they re-aired them with me, you know, sitting in the chair. I went from that, man, to starting to go into directing and executive producing different content and videos. I did Chase Bank and Entourage, Chase Bank and Rev Run, Chase Bank and LC, which at the time was The Hills. And after that, man, I got into doing, you know, videos for everybody. I did the first EPK for Rihanna for Def Jam. I worked on a 10-year anniversary for Reasonable Doubt with Jay-Z and Coca-Cola for Def Jam. And then from that, the most recent thing I've done in television is move over, and I was shooting for BET.com and also a producer for the 2008 BET Awards. And, you know, so I did all that in that side, but I also took an artist from ground up and, you know, pretty much made him a household name, and that was Sirius Jones. So that was one of my first artists. I got signed over to DTP Def Jam. As I moved on from that, you know what I'm saying, I started getting heavy back into music with now this new project with Archie Other Soul, and, you know, I get behind the turntables. I get behind the camera. I'm a behind the scenes type dude. Every now and then you'll see me in the forefront, but I like to, you know, play the back and get the business done.
That's what it is, man. You know, so how did you and Sirius get, you know, linked up? How did that whole situation go?
Actually, we went to college together. I was I went down to FAMU, Florida A&M, School of Business and Industry. Got my degree from there. At the time I was there, he was also in school and business school. So we know each other from, you know, kicking it in the hallways and, you know, the little smoke sessions after class. And him and Needles were in a group called First Ave. It was Needles as a producer and DJ, him as one of the artists, and another guy named Clips. And I used to bump their music in college and everything and, you know, really enjoy what he did as an artist. And so when I moved up to New York, I was on my corporate gig at first. I finished school, so I went into the whole corporate America thing, seeing if that could work for me. And that was real short-lived. So I'm riding down my block one day, 132nd, right off Lenox, and who I see walking down the block is Jones. So I'm in my suit in the whole nine, corporate car, company car in the whole nine. So I hop out, and we get to talk, and not knowing that the guy that's standing next to him, the little quiet guy, is Needles, because Needles don't do a lot of talking. So me and Jones just kicking it and everything. And he invited me over to, which is Needles' crib, and we chilling, and, you know, and it built from there. I went over to Puerto Rico to shoot some stuff for the Mix Show Power Summit. That used to be done by Renee McClain. And I saw them do the Fight Club for the very first time before the world saw Fight Club. And I saw how big it could be. And when I came back over to the States, that's the first house I went to, because funny enough, Needles ended up living right on my corner. So he lived on the corner, 132nd in Lenox. I was over there with Needles kicking, and I'm like, yo, dog, do we know anybody that can battle? He was like, hell yeah, you know, Lean can do it, you know what I'm saying? And that's you know, that's his government. Let me not give it all away. Just Lean is enough. But, you know, I'm like, yo. He was like, yo, nigga, I took him up to the D-Block video shoot because Needles had produced a single for Drag On at the time. And he was like, yo, this nigga just came through and just murdered everybody. So I'm like, you know what, that's the one. So, I call up my boy, get him in play, take him up there to Executive Nick and P, and he just smashes the whole, you know, Fight Club thing. And then because of my, you know, situation at MTV, I helped him get that into play for MTV. And then not knowing that they was going to air the show like 20, 30 times. So before he was even a signed artist, he had been on Rap City 3 times on MTV, plus 25 times with that show. He was on Direct Effect, and then when they switched Direct Effect to the name Sucker Free, I had him on Sucker Free 2 times. And we just went on the grind, man. Did a mixtape called King Me that I executive produced with him and A&R. The labels loved it. Got it over to DTP. you know, Shaka and Rich Nice. Hit Me Up, Rich Nice comes from the, you know, from the past. He was actually, Rich Nice was the first artist, hip-hop artist, ever signed to Motown Records. You know what I'm saying? He's an old track master, too. So he heard the music, he heard the vision. And what's funny is I actually gave a CD to Jeff Dixon, which is, you know, co-CEO of DPP and also runs Ebony Sun that manages Ludacris and the whole nine. Jeff's younger son, Little Jeff, was in the office. So I hit Little Jeff off with one of the CDs. And Little Jeff, you know what I'm saying, heard what he heard, man, and called up Luda and called up Shaka and said, yo, we need to sign this dude. And I get the call from Rich Nice, and we did the business, sat down, lovely deal, and made it happen.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, man? So, I mean, what got you into the whole, I mean, your next project, how did you get with Archie Eversole?
I was up top, had Jones at DTP, you know, had frequent trips down to Atlanta. I had a best friend that was like my freshman college roommate. And he's also my frat brother, but he has a younger brother that always is in the promotion game down in Atlanta. So he calls me up and says, yo, I got this dude. He sends me like five joints. I listened to it, and he told me it's Archie Eversole, but at the time it really didn't mean much because I remember We Ready, but I would never have guessed that Archie was 16 when he dropped that record, you know what I'm saying, just because of, you know, the how heavy his voice is. You know what I'm saying? You think he's just a completely grown man.
He was 16?
Say it again?
His voice was deep as a mug at 16.
Oh, yeah. That nigga had a deep-ass voice. That's what I'm saying. So, like, when people be like, yo, he sound like this, he sound like that. No, dog, do your history. Homie came out in 2002, had one single. He started the game at 16. He peaked at number 16 on Billboard.
Uh-huh.
He went gold all off one single. You know what I'm saying? And what happened was his situation got real bad for him. This is before I'm even involved. This is like 2002, 2003. So I catch it on the back end, listen to the CD, and I'm like, you know what? You know, dudes sound good, but if I get him with Needles, and then I get him with Justice League, and I get him with niggas like Drummer Boy, and I get him with some of the dudes I'm rocking with that, you know what I'm saying, that's like world-class big producers, I think that I can help A&R this dude and take him to another level. And I, you know, I took the music, man, took a trip down to Atlanta. I spent about 8-9 months, you know, checking his credentials and rolling with him, seeing if we could, you know what I'm saying, can do this thing and really make it happen. And then, you know, one day he just, like, you know, stepped up and asked me, you know, like, you know, will you manage me? And it's been good from there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I think he was really, like, you know, one of those cats that, like, at that time, too, if he had, you know, at that time, if somebody really had pushed him at that time, he would have had killed most of these cats out here. Because, for real, Archie is a beast.
Yeah.
Archie is a beast.
He's a problem. Like, he's a problem lyrically. He's a problem because of his vocal tone. He's a problem to the ladies because the ladies love him. It's like he's a trifold artist. Like, the same way, like, Jones was as an artist, he's a complete artist. I really like to deal with complete artists, whether it be hip-hop, pop music, whatever I'm doing. I really got an eye for talent, you know what I'm saying? And plus, if I feel your story and it's authentic, I can really rock with you. So we got a lot of the same, you know what I'm saying, ways. We just come from the same area, but from two different zones, you know what I'm saying? So he's kind of like my younger brother in a lot of ways, and, you know, I just try to, you know, help him out. And getting him back to the top, that's the move.
Oh, and I got a shout out, definitely shout out Spokes, Sound Off Radio, for actually, you know, see, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have been able to actually have you on the show. So I got a shout out, Sound Off Radio, Spokes. You know what you do. Man, you know what I'm saying? Definitely a good dude. Hilarious.
That's my dude. We've been talking like every other day lately, man. That's my dude. He done held me down. You know what I'm saying? He opened up these type of opportunities for me. And real talk, we got them inside. We got the Sound Off Radio joint inside the CD that the new DJ Scream, Back Like I Never Left CD. We about to drop mixtape, and Spokes been holding us down. So we gonna do a conference call with Spokes in a few weeks to launch this out with DJ Scream on the line, Archie on the line, Needles on the line, most likely K Michelle from His Committee Jive, and really, you know, just show that support, because those that support me, I support them also. You know what I'm saying? I'm down. I'm a team player with this shit.
That's what it is, man. You know, definitely, we definitely, that league right there, we definitely going to have that, running that on the show, and definitely getting that in. Archie's going to be definitely on the show this Friday, actually. and it's going to be going down. Seriously.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure that you got some copies and everything to give out to the your listeners and the whole nine. And, you know, just,
yeah.
You know, homie's going to do what he do. You know what I'm saying? He's going to do what he do. And I think it's going to be a good little ride. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm trying to take him from, look, he already been, you know, established. Now it's time to bring him back. And, like, he ain't lost a step. So, nigga, if you really understand and know the history of this Atlanta-based hip-hop and where he holds an importance, because he definitely opened up doors in 2002 for this music to go worldwide, because, like, to this day, the NFL still licenses and uses We Ready. The NBA still uses We Ready. You know what I'm saying? So I get calls from high schools and all type of people. I was over in Germany actually doing some tour management for G-Unit artist Hot Rod, and dudes over in was still rocking the record and knew exactly who I was talking about, and that's since 2002.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. Real music never dies. Just like with Chubb Rock, that treat me right, man. Hey, classics is classics, man. You know, you classics is classics regardless.
Yep, and the people determine what a classic is. People always like, yo, I make classic music. No, dog. You don't determine classic. Time and the people determine what is a classic. And if people are still holding on to your music 5 to 7 years later, or make it 10, 15, 20 years later, I know you got something.
You know what? When folks had Archie on the show, right, and he was like, remember Archie that did, because, you know, I didn't know it was Archie that did that song, right? All I knew was We Read. I was like, that's right. Me and my was like, yo, this guy got me hyped like
exactly.
This guy got me hyped like shit. And then I'm like, then he's like, oh, yeah, that's Archie Episode. And that, you know what, when he had the picture on that thing, that's the first time I ever seen that boy picture. I said, oh, he kind of cute. Oh, my God. Oh,
you got it. Oh, well, you gave him a compliment.
I said, all right now. I said, but, stay on the line, man. I'm going to give them Keep Winning from Archie Episode, man. And this is really my anthem for 09 right now, for real, especially for, like, the haters, man. People just trying to keep you down out there, man. This right there, I'm calling all DJs, calling all supporters. So definitely crank this, man. Crank this, crank through, you know, mixtape that's coming out. It's crazy. I'm going to play Keep Winning, and then we're going to come back and talk more and chop it up with Mr. Music Jones.
Yeah.
Keep winning, baby.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on top. Look at me now.
Hey,
love a dead bleeding in the street by somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'ma keep winning.
Ever since the beginning, $500 dead, I'm dead, wanna see it in. I'm surrounded by pretty women, most of them being models. Hit the club on a Friday and go and buy all the bottles. Yeah. Now I ain't hit the lotto, never promised tomorrow. I came a long way with no gas in that Monte Carlo. Feel the tank full of salt, my pride I had to swallow. Now how the hell did I become somebody's role model? You can say I'd make it, they ain't never believe me. Now that they try to holler, every time they deceive me. I say it wasn't easy. Fight again.
Yo, I love that song, son. Real talk. Mm-hmm. That joint inspires me. When I listen to that song, like, that's a good exercise song. That's a good inspirational song. That's a good football song. That's just I love that song.
It's a good song. No, I felt the same way when I first was in the studio. We was going for a quick meeting. It was right across the street from Grand Hustle, and Ray was in the studio, and it was me, Archie, and my business partner, Kendall Rouser. And Ray was like, yo, boy, I got one for you. Because people don't know that Archie produced the record that got Ray signed to Convict. You know what I'm saying? So we in the studio, and he's like, yo, I got one for you. And when he played it, I was like, oh, yeah, you do. Archie went right into the studio of Bankhead, laid that down, and I just finished mixing it, you know what I'm saying, all the way down, go get the mastering and the whole nine, like last week. So it's just a crazy record. You know what I'm saying? Man, inspirational. And I've listened to it myself 30, 40 times. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, that's crazy, man. I swear to God. He just, you know, he's definitely, you know, he came out at the time with, like, Pastor Troy and all of them, man. Like, you know, mm-hmm. And he, real for real, I think he really set the map when before, like, the T.I.s and all these cats that's doing it now. Like, he was the first, really, to me, like, really trendsetter, seriously.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, he's like the one that opened up the whole, like, he opened up the whole crunk. He really opened up Atlanta because, like, what happened was T.I. came with trap music. Very, like, no, was it trap music? No, it was I'm Serious. I'm Serious was his first album on Arista. After he dropped that album, he lost his deal. And what's funny is, like, how lives connect. When he lost his deal, I was at FAMU in college, and me and my man that I'm in his apartment right now, we booked him and Jadakiss for a show. You know what I'm saying? And then maybe 6 months later, Archie dropped, and then he did his numbers. And, you know, it went from there. And then now you see T.I. double back, got with the Grand Hustle Atlantic situation and pushing his whole movement. And then Archie, you know what I'm saying, the whole label situation went bad because you got the wrong people in the wrong position sometimes. You know what I'm saying? He was a victim of that. And so people always ask, where was he at? Well, he was locked into a contract for 5 years, and we had to fight him out of it at the end of 2008.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yeah. That's exactly why he was gone.
You know what? That's the nonsense that these record labels, you know, that's the stuff that pissed me off. You got these good artists that's locked into these nonsense contracts, you know, and they just sitting there, and it's not like they sitting there pushing the artist project. They sitting there shelving them, and they you know, they basically, you know, abusing their power, and the artists suffer.
What happened was the dude that he was under, Fatboy Records, off of Archie's back and the success of Be Ready, they got a $1.5 million deal with MCA Records. What homie did was what most people do in this game. For some reason, when you give a dude that never had money, like, you know what I'm saying, like that, his first check, they try to keep up with the Joneses. Everybody can't keep up with the Joneses. So homie really blew $1.5 million. So when Archie went in to record his second album, it's already done. Like, I've heard it. He got songs with Whitney Houston, Bobby Brown, Exhibit, Mac 10. Like, homie has some solid material, and that would have dropped in 2003, but because homie that ran the label blew all the money and created such a bad image for the label and him as a businessman that when MCA folded and he was still locked into the contract with Fatboy, God wouldn't release him. So when, like, Shaka came and tried to do a new situation with him, it couldn't work out. When, you know, Noonie and Jazzy came to him, it couldn't work out because the dude Fatboy was unwilling to release him. You know what I'm saying? So after all that time, you know, homie still had it in him, but it was no way he could release his music because he was, like, completely tired of dealing with the bullshit, but at the same time, legally locked into it.
Wow, man, that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So
a lot of artists that have been victims to that situation. And, you know, the industry, man, I guess, you know, now that, you know, it's definitely, like, flipped on them, they don't got that much weight no more. You can't, you know, do all that no more because the artists, is on the up and up now. They ain't playing them games, you know.
Yeah, because you got to understand, he was 16 years old, man. When you give a 16-year-old a deal that's coming, you know, directly from the street, because, like, people don't know this, Archie got his deal because he was outside rapping and freestyling on the corner. And the reason why he was doing that was he was actually on the run from the law for some – he was a young knucklehead, you know what I'm saying? And he's on the run, living homeless, couldn't afford no studio time, so he would go to the corner and just do what he do. And one day the guy, Mason, walks by and said, yo, young fella, you know, you want a deal. What do you go say? You're sleeping outside an 18-wheeler. You can't go home because your mom won't let you in because you're constantly getting in trouble. Yet you had this creative genius in you that need to come out. So, of course, you know, he signed a deal, but the problem was the guy was his manager, his guardian, and his label. And when you give somebody that much power over you, their intentions got to be great and good for you. And then when that money comes into play, the root of all evil, you know, sometimes bad things come out of people.
Yep, and that's the truth. You know, the devil is a liar. But, you know, all that, you know, Archie is back stronger, better than ever, and he's about to kill the game. So y'all need to watch out for your man, Archie, ever so. And y'all make sure y'all check out that interview going down on Lush Radio. You already know what it is. And I'm calling all y'all DJs and all y'all cats that got radio shows, man, to support this record, man. It's crazy, man. He's definitely doing some big things. So, but how did you get into the whole DJing situation, man? You know,
I always wanted to DJ. You know what I'm saying? I always wanted to DJ. It was something I picked up from my cousin in the living room with him scratching, you know, old Run DMC and Beastie Boy albums. Because, honestly, I'm from Detroit, so I wasn't a big hip-hop fan when I was young because I come from a single-parent home where my mom would play the Aretha Franklin and Luther Vandross and Anita Baker. So I was more of a fan of R&B music, and it was my older cousin that introduced me to hip-hop. And so, you know, people that don't know, records are expensive. You know, 1200 Technique 1200s, they're $400 a piece. You know what I'm saying? So as I'm going through life and doing all the shit I'm doing in life, you know, all the sports and everything, that was nothing I wanted to put my money into because, like, you had a choice. You either go DJ or you go play this instrument. You go DJ, you go ski. And I did other things. But as soon as I got, like, out of school, had my own money, Needles was a dope DJ. People don't even know Needles DJ. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was, like, one of the dopest DJs, and he still is dope to this day. You know what I'm saying? I got into it, man, because I knew I wanted to get into music. So I said, yo, if I'm going to get into music, I need to know the music. You know what I'm saying? So there's no better way to know the music than to control the music. And as a DJ, that's what you do. You control the crowd. You know what I'm saying? So I got into music heavy. I know every record spot in New York. I got over 5,000 records I go in. You know what I mean? And I really just, I love the art of DJing.
Wow. Yeah, you definitely getting it in, man. So, so you know, D-Money, you know what I'm saying? Call you D-Money, D-D. So, you know, besides that, you got your little comedian in you, too, because you hilarious, man. You be making me laugh.
Oh, but, yo, man, I could crack a few good ones, you know what I'm saying? Don't be the victim of a snap or two, you know what I'm saying? Especially when I'm with Willie and Tiffany. Oh, they go in. You know, you have not been on a road trip till you've been on a road trip with them talking stupid because, you know, mama will be everything from a goat mouth to, like, you know what I mean, anything you can think of. Like, you know what I'm saying? So we constantly keep our snap game up because you never know where a nigga go try to sneak you with one. You know what I mean?
That's what it is, man. So, Music Jones, where did you get the whole Music Jones from?
It really comes from, like, I got a love for music. I got a Jones for music. You know what I'm saying? It was something I gave myself. I was sitting there trying to think of a good DJ name, and I was like, I just don't want to be DJ something. Like, I want to be bigger than just a DJ. I want to be something that kind of, like, says what I am and why I'm in this game. Because with all the hardships that come with working in music, it's one thing that keep me doing it is the music. Like, if your attitude, if you're not, you're feeling down, I can put on music, I can feel totally better. If I need to go out and get busy in the streets, it gives me that drive. It gives me to get ready for a basketball game. It gives me that drive. So I got a Jones for music so that you call me Music Jones.
Okay, Music Jones with your weird self.
Yeah, that makes sense. What you getting on me for, my life, man? Hey, So I thought Light Skin was back in since we got the president Light Skin. Like, what's good?
Oh, see? Man. Lord have mercy. You was off the hook. Man, so Music Jones, man, what do you feel, you know, is the hardest adversity that you feel you had to deal with being in the game?
The hardest? It's really the people. Like, it's adjusting who I am in order to get business done. Because, like, even when I was in corporate America, like, you got to be a certain type of person to win. And in this game of music, you also got to be a certain type of person. But I'm built on being who I am. I've been proud of who I am since I've been a young dude. Like, I always knew, like, who I am and what I will and will not do. Like, I never took an internship in music because I'm not the type of dude that go get your coffee or get your dry cleaning. That's not me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why would I do that when I'm making $30,000 in the summer working with American Express or Ford or whoever else? So a lot of times it's me adjusting my attitude in order to deal with sometimes what I call the fake industry Hollywood things that go on, like the I hate you but I still got to walk in front of you and shake your hand because I know I got to do business with you thing. That's the, you know what I'm saying? That's the funny part about the game. So that's really the adversity because, like, it's a dirty game and ain't no love. People got their first, like, they own interests really ahead of yours at all times. So it's like being smart and playing this game like chess because it's not just about music. It's really about business. It's probably like 80% business, 20% music. And that's a bad thing a lot of times because the politics get in the way of the making of good music. You know what I mean? But you fight through it. Like with anything you do in life, dog, it's going to be some hardship. It's not going to be easy. If it's worth having, dog, it's going to be hard to get it. So I just deal with these fake-ass people, you know what I'm saying, and keep my circle tight and try to stay on my grind.
That's what it is, man. So the other thing I wanted to say is if you could give these young people some kind of advice in regards to, you know, getting in this game, you know, they might aspire to be a manager like you or be an artist, what kind of advice would you give them?
I would say, you know, read everything you can. The computer and the internet is your friend. There's no question that can't be answered by Google. If you want to learn about artist management, type in artist management. Something will pop up. Books on Amazon.com. The Music Biz Academy will pop up. Just as useful as you can because it's out there for you. It's no excuse in these days. Like when I was living in New York and, you know, times was hard, if I had to go get more knowledge about business, right on 34th Street, it's a business library. It's free to you. Utilize the things that are free to you. Educate yourself to the fullest so when you see somebody trying to run game on you, you can identify it quickly. Because it's just like being in the street. If you don't know the street, then you're not going to know when danger is coming or when money is coming your way. That's the same thing with this music industry. You have to read the books. You have to do the things that you don't want to do the best. You know what I'm saying? And constantly stay on your grind and really start putting yourself around people that are doing what you want to do. And you go learn more that way rather than just being on the outside saying you want to do something. Like, if you want to do music. It's just like I wanted to DJ, so I DJed. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you want to do in life, do it. And then you will learn, you know, through the bumps, you know what I'm saying, in a row, how to get to your ultimate goal. But, you know, plan a goal, read everything you can, be knowledgeable of the game, know when you're giving up too much, know when you're not giving up enough, and really just stay on your grind.
So, Delaney, can you be my mentor? Can I be under your wing, Delaney?
I think about it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's requirements with that sometimes. Nah, I got you. Whatever. You good. You got me on your show. You doing better than me. I need to get me a radio show.
Oh, man. I love you, man. Music Jones is definitely in the building, man. This is a dude that you need to know to get in the business. The last thing I want to ask, what do you look for in an artist, if you know what I'm saying, in regards to management? What do you look for?
I look for just a star. I look for somebody that is a hard worker, you know what I'm saying, that has the tools to get to the next level. You got to automatically have a good look, you know what I'm saying? Attractiveness is important, and that doesn't mean, like, attractiveness in terms of you got to be, like, the most beautiful thing in the world because, like, you know, some of the biggest artists in the world are not the most attractive people. Biggie, Seal, Sting, to me, they're not the most attractive people. Bono is not the most attractive dude, but it's about your aura and how you carry yourself. You know what I'm saying? So a person that understands themselves, understands what they're trying to go and get, and is willing to put in the grind, because no matter how good you are, you always got to work to be better. So you could be the most talented dude in the world, dog, but if you're not willing to put in the grind, it doesn't even matter, because hard work will beat out talent any day. And that shows you, like, when you got these people that people complaining about, oh, this dude popping off, I'm tired of hearing these dance records, yada, yada, yada. Well, maybe because it's that dude on the fucking damn internet at 3 o'clock at night. He wake up in the morning, do his show, and is back on the grind again every day, where a person that thinks they're talented will be like, no, my music is good, so I can just chill. Nah, this is not a chill industry. This is a hard worker's industry. So don't think just because you see everybody driving a good car, popping bottles, that it's all fun, because realistically, I go to the club like 3-4 times a week. It really got old a long, long time ago. I've been going to clubs since I was 14 and doing parties in Detroit since I was 14. I'm really tired of it. It really becomes work. So you got to be willing to do the things you don't want to do. And when it comes to artists, you got to have a quan, is what I call it. Like anybody, like you got to have a quan, like they say in Jerry Maguire. You got the look, you got the talent, and you're willing to put in the work, and you have a great attitude, you'll go real far.
That's what it is, man. Tell the people where they can check you out. I know he's on Twitter. It's Twitter/MusicJones. Follow him. He is the man with the plan, and he does get back to you on time, mm-hmm. as long as you have business. Don't be talking no nonsense now. Okay. All right.
Exactly. But no, yeah, definitely, you know, best with me on Twitter. You'll see what I'm doing, like, basically, you know what I'm saying, every time I'm updating or doing my thing in the street or whatever, or in the studio or at these premieres or events, or whatever I'm doing, you pretty much can see it on my Twitter and also my Facebook. But then you can also check out my MySpace, is Zingari Management, and it's spelled Z-I-N-G-A-R-I, and the word management spelled all the way out. So, you know, check me out. All my people I rock with are there, so you can go to the different artist pages, check out Archie, check out Jaden, check out Greenliner, check out Needles, the Track Stars, and the whole gist. You know what I'm saying? So I'm there, and I'm here. You know what I'm saying? You can Google me, too. So I'm here.
Yeah. Google him. He is on Google. That man goes hard. He goes as hearted.
Mm-hmm. Extra hard.
Hard. Extra. I think I go hard because I do all these shows, and I still go out and do 9-to-5 and still take care of my daughter, and I still run a women's empowerment group. I go hard. Yeah, I go hard. But
there you go.
He's like the male version of me.
There you go. I can be that.
Yeah, man, he's definitely a good dude. I support everything that he does. But you know what, I always like to give the insight of, you know, the people that work so hard behind some of these wonderful artists out here. So, you know, I definitely had to, you know, interview you first, because, you know what I'm saying, I had to talk with the man with the plan, and definitely, you know, support you. And to all those managers out there, you know, my girl Tiffany J, and all those managers out there that definitely, you know, support their artists, shout out to you. Salute to you guys, man, for real. Because definitely you guys are definitely doing their thing, you know, definitely doing your thing. I support you, man, on whatever you're doing. Keep me updated. Can't wait to do the joint with Archie. Got to compose myself a little bit.
There you go.
Let me stop.
Extra
playing,
hugs and kisses when we see you.
But I love the light skin they did, you know what I'm saying? The light.
Oh, there you go. See, I thought I was out. I guess I'm in.
You know, but, yeah, man, you know, definitely I support you guys, what you're doing. It is what it is. Your girl, Lushy Lush, definitely support independent entrepreneurs and business owners doing their things in the game. And you know what? I don't do it for me. I do it for the people. That's what it's about. I got to bring good music, because I'll be doing the people an injustice if I keep feeding you crap. So I got to give you good music, you know. Your girl, Lushy Lush, man, you just officially got stamped. Shout out to Diverse Media Group, official sponsors of Lush Radio Online, strictlybun1.com, consultingguide.net, wooly.com, you already know what it is. Shout out to Spokes, Sound Off Radio, and I'm out. I love you, and I wish everything that you want in life comes to pass for you. Music Jones, Delaney, I love you, and I'm going to hit you on the flip side.
Thank you. Thank you for the time, and I appreciate it. You go definitely ride with me, got Archie on, and, you know, you go keep it going, man. Thank you.
That's what it is. that's what it is. And you know, people kind of forced me to do my own mixtape, so I had to bring on my own DJ. And I might have to, you know what I'm saying, get that 1-2 in real quick. So, but you know what? Because I love this song, just because I love Archie, I'm going to play this song again.
Here you go. That's what's up.
And we're out. Your girl, Lush, you just officially got stamped.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on time, look at me now.
Left
a dead bleeding in the street by somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'ma keep winning.
They wanna see you winning ever since the beginning. $500 debt up, they ain't wanna see you in. I'm surrounded by pretty women, most of them being models. Hit the club on a Friday and go and buy all the bottles.
Yeah.
Now I ain't hit the lotto, never promise tomorrow. No gas in that Monte Carlo. Feel the tank full of salt. My pride I had to swallow. Now how the hell did I become somebody's role model? You can say I'd make it, they ain't never believe me. Now they try to holler, every time they deceive me. I say it wasn't easy, these industry niggas greedy. Forget what you see on TV, it ain't easy to be me. And even when I'm fed up, always gon' keep my head up. Mama raised her a rider and survivors never give up. Anytime that you fall, just make sure that you get up. When it's go hard, never let up. No haters believe. Turn they back on the G, but now I'm back in the streets. Now they back on my job, 360 degrees. Show the